The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Good afternoon, Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Lidun Shmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekinati, Yafa Bat Sarah, and Lidun Shmat, Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Tiniham Ben Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashrama Moshe Medina Sarah, Bat Rachel, and Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, and Rafael Nahim, for the Nefesh, and for the Guf. We are studying today on Nun Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the bottom of the Amud, starting with the words Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Nimnu Vegamru. The Hakamim of the Bet Midrash, they took a vote. They counted, and the vote came out that what? A Mekadesh Behilko. A person is Mekadesh with his share. Ben Kodshe Kodashim, or Ben Kadashim Kalim, Lo Kiddesh, which means with any type of Korban, whether it's Kodshe Kalim, that's a Korban Shelamim, or Kodshe Kodashim, whether it's Korban Hatat, it's not considered the person's Mamon, whether it's the Kohen or the owners. Like the Gemara said above, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, they're eating from the table of God, and therefore it's not considered their money to Mekadesh a lady. Therefore, if a person is Mekadesh with his chelek from a Qurban, the Hakamim and the Beit Midrash decided in Mekudesh, Lo Kiddesh. That's the Yohanan's story. No, it is still a Mahloket, which means we learned earlier on yesterday's daf, if you remember, was a Mahloket between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda held on the pasuk that says, "V'zeh yeh lecha mikodesh hakodashim." So the pasuk says lecha. So Rabbi Yehuda learned from the word lecha, lecha, lechol surkecha. You can use it for whatever you want, even for kiddushin. Whereas Rabbi Yosef learned, no, he says that the only thing you can do with the korban is eat it. And he learned from the word ish. It's like ish, just like the ish just consumes, is for eating. So too, the korban is only for eating. It was machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yohanan said they took a vote, and everybody agreed all types of korbanot asu to be because Rabbi Yehuda retracted. That's what Rabbi Yohanan said. Rabbi Yehuda initially said lecha lechol sorkecha, retracted, and then came Rav and said no, I die in machloket. No, Rabbi Yehuda never retracted. It's still a machloket. Can you be mekadesh with the halak of a korban or not? Amar Abaye kevated Rabbi Yohanan mistabra. Oh, it makes sense to say like Rabbi Yohanan that Rabbi Yehuda indeed retracted and said that you cannot use the korban for a kiddushin, which means the korban is not considered the person's property. It's considered the property of a kadosh baruch hu, mishulchan gavoa, and therefore you cannot use it for a kiddushin. The Gemara is going to prove this from a braita. The braita is a long braita. So let's learn the braita independently, and let's see where the proof is to see that korbanot are considered shulchan gavoa. So Gemara begins. The Tanya, we have braita. Minayich in cholkin menachot keneged zevachim. Oh, there's two types of things that are Kodesh. They have a mincha. Mincha is a flower offering, a meal offering. And a zevah, whenever it says the word zevah, zevah means an animal, a korban. Which means, how do you know that the Kohanim are not allowed to trade with each other? You know what? You take some of my mincha, and I'll take some of your korban. Right? They switch monetary worth. You know, you take $15 worth of my korban, my mincha, my meal offering that I got, and give me $15 worth of meat from your korban hatat. How do you can't trade? There's no bartering in the Beit HaMikdash, mincha for hatfer korban lekadashi. Fourth line, she'en chulkin menachot keneged zevachim kefi damim. Lomar tol atam mincha v'ani chaze v'shok o basar hatat v'asham. I really can't bother mincha for korban. Talmud omar v'chol mincha asher te'afe b'tanur. Any mincha that you cook in the, that you bake in the oven, Lechol b'nei Aharon tiyeh. It belongs to all b'nei Aharon. What is the derash garashi? Kol mincha, mashmash shebimincha atzma. Which means, kol mincha is mashmash, but the whole mincha itself, yehalkul kol b'nei Aharon. It's split amongst b'nei Aharon. You can't sell it. You can't trade it. Which means, kol mincha, it's got to be eaten by b'nei Aharon. There's no bartering. Yaakol, lo yehalkul minachot. כנגד זבעים שלא קמו תחתיהם בדלות. Oh, I would have said that what? That maybe the only time you can trade is talking about zevachim that don't have the option of being brought בדלות. What does that mean? Rashi. יכול לא הוציא כתוב אלא שלא יחלקו מנחות כנגד זבעים. Yeah, I understand. You cannot go מנחות כנגד זבעים. והדין נותן שהרי לא קמו בכל מקום מנחות תחת זבחים בדלות, ובקורבן עולה ויורד מביא עני עופות תחת בהמה. Which means, I understand why you want to tell me you can't take a mincha כנגד זבחים. Because even a poor man, sometimes, if he can't afford to bring a korban, he brings עופות, he brings birds. So therefore, there really is no substitute for a korban to bring a mincha. The only substitute for a korban, let's say by Olevi Yored, would be to bring a bird offering. So I would say, only those type of korbanot that you never can even substitute, bedalut. Even if the guy's poverty stricken, he cannot substitute it for a mincha. So therefore, those type of korbanot, you cannot switch for a mincha for zibahim. However, aval, yehalku menachot keneged ofot. Well, maybe I'll say, why? Maybe you can trade menachot keneged ofot. Why? Share kamu tahtem bedalut. Why? Rashi says, "Avad yahalku menachot keneged chatata off." Why? Shere kamu tahtem bedalut. Dichtiv b'metamim mikdash v'shimat kol v'im lo tasig yadol shtei turim v'evi et korbanos shel chata asiri ta'efa. Oh, by the certain bird offerings, if you can't afford the bird, you're allowed to bring a mincha. So for flour. So therefore, maybe I'll say, legabe that item that's substitutable sometimes for mincha, maybe that type of item you can switch for mincha, mincha keneged ofot. Tamud lomar. So the pasuk comes along and says, v'chol na'asah b'marheshet, v'chol b'nei Aharon tiye. Now marheshet is a type of mincha. Now, the next part of the pasuk is going to list all the types of menachot. The pasuk does not have to list any of the menachot. Already the pasuk said, v'chol mincha asher ta'afeh. So it's v'chol mincha. It included all the menachot already. From the fact that it's now listing all the other menachot that belong to Bnei Aharon, so we could be doresh more derashot. As she explains, like what? V'chol na'asa b'marcheshet. V'chol Bnei Aharon tiye. V'cholu kera yitera ninu. It's all extra pesukim now. Tematzid lemechtav kol mincha lechol b'nei Aharon tiyeh. Just because it said kol mincha, belongs to Aharon. Lama le lefirushe kol minei menachot? Why does it have to explicitly say each one? To come and tell me, not only can't you switch a mincha keneged zevachi, but you can't switch a mincha even keneged ofot. Good. So we learned, mincha keneged zevachi, no. Mincha keneged ofot, no. Yachol lo yachalku menachot keneged ofot. You know why you can maybe switch keneged ofot? Shehalalu mine damim vehalalu mine kemachim. Because ofot has blood, has sprinkling of blood. Masheen ken mincha doesn't have any blood to it, and only has a kemitza. So therefore, they're two different items. Aval yachalku ofot keneged zevachim. Oh, but maybe I can switch birds keneged zevachim. Meaning, you have one kohen that has a bird offering, right? So he wants to switch the meat of the off to get some meat of the zivachim, and they're similar because they both have sprinkling of blood. Can I barter off what the zivachim? Shalalu v'alalu mine damim, because they're similar. They both have damim to them. Talmud lomar al machabat. So the pasuk comes along and says another type of mincha, a mincha that's made in a machabat. That's a pen. Now I don't need this pasuk. It's extra. I just could have said al kol menachot. For the fact that it said Mahabat, and I don't need it to teach me any Chadush in Mincha, because I exhausted all those Chadushim, so therefore it must be teaching me Chadush, why? Zevachim. To teach me what? You can't switch Zevachim even for Ofot. Yachol, lo yachalku Ofot keneged Zevachim, shealalu ma'asehem biyad, ve'alalu ma'asehem bichli. I can tell you the difference. That what? I cannot trade Ofot keneged Zevachim, because How do you slaughter a off? Biyad. Right? My thumb. The Kohen's thumb. Right? With the nail. Mashiach and Zevachim, how do you slaughter Zevachim? Bekli. You need a knife to slaughter an animal. So therefore they're different. So that's why I cannot switch barter or fought Kenegan Zevachim. However, Aval, Yehalkum Minachot Kenegan Minachot. Maybe I should be able to barter Mincha for Mincha. Which means that Kohen has one type of mincha and he wants to switch it with somebody else for a different type of mincha. Shalalu v'alalu ma'asim biyad. Because both the ma'asim of the mincha is done with the hand. What do you mean? The kamisa is done with the hand. So comes the Gemara and says, Tamud lomar, dechol mincha bedula b'shemen, dechol b'nei Aaron. Which means all the minchot belong to b'nei Aaron, meaning there's no switching, there's no trading. No. יאכול לא יחלקו מחבת כנגד מרחשת ומרחשת כנגד מחבת. Maybe I cannot switch different types of מנחות. I cannot switch a מרחשת type of מנחה for a מחבת. מרחשת ומחבת are two types of כלים that they make the מנחה in. One is a shallow pan, and one is a deep pan. They're both fried. Okay, one is fried in a shallow pan, not so much oil, because the oil is scattered, so that the mincha is more crispy, whereas the deep one, it's more soft. But the point is, maybe I cannot switch a marheshet for a mahabat, or vice versa. Shizu ma'asehem rakim, because one type of mincha, it's soft, vizu ma'asehem kashim, and the other one is kasher. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, mahabat u marheshet, kelim ayu b'mekdash. The vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. V'chol ha-menachot ha-nikmasot te'onot log shemen. Right? There was a shemen in it. Oil. U'machabat tzafa ve'ena amuka. Machabat is the shallow vessel. U'metok shi lechaba v'tzafa ha-solet mitpashit b'kulo. The flour spreads out across the whole vessel. V'ha'ur soref et shemna. And the fire burns the oil up. Lefichach ma'aseim kashim. Therefore, it comes out brittle, the mincha. U'marcheshet amuka. The marcheshet type of vessel is a deep fry type of mincha. And if ve'ena ur sorefet Hashem, because the oil collects, and therefore it just boils it. Lefi shenebla be'obeh ha'chalo gets swaddled into the halot, the oil. Lefichach ma'aseim rakim, because it's filled with oil. The point is, maybe I'd say you can't switch a mincha machabat for marcheshet or marcheshet, because they're different types of consistencies. Aval yehalku machabat keneged machabat umarcheshet keneged marcheshet. But maybe you should be able to switch the same style of mincha for each other. She'alalu v'alalu ma'asem kashim. Inamem ma'asem rakim. Because they're both similar. Kashim or rakim. Tamud lomar. V'hareva. Is that the right pronunciation? Yes. V'hareva lechol b'nei Aharon tiyeh. Hareva is another type of mincha. It's a dry mincha. So therefore, I might think, so that's extra pasuk. So come to me, even similar items. Yaakov lo yahalku b'kodesh ha-kodashim. Oh, maybe I'll tell you that what? You cannot trade kodesh kodashim items. That's sheep. Yaakov lo yahalku korban keneged havero b'kodesh kodashim kemo mincha. Mincha is considered Kodesh Kodashim. Aval yahalku korban keneged havero b'kadashim kalim. Why? Kadashim kalim is like korban shelamim. So I'm adding, maybe like items that are like a mincha that are considered Kodesh Kodashim, which belong to the Kohen, items like that you cannot trade. But maybe kadashim kalim, like a korban shelamim, where the owners have rights to it, because the owners are allowed to eat. The korban shelamim, the itnu zichiyah begavayu, the yachol dem kor helko bekorban zebeshu. Maybe I think you could sell your helik and the korban keneged a different helik. Maybe by kadashim kalim you're allowed to trade. Aval yachol kadashim kalim tamud omar ish ke achiv. In the pasuk by mincha, it says the word ish ke achiv, and right next to that it says usmich le biim al toda. כשם שאין חולקים בקודשי קודשים, כך אין חולקים בקדשים קלים. קורבן תודה is a קורבן שלמים. So right next to the מנחה פסוק, it talks about the קורבן Shadamim, just like we just learned by the Minha Pasuk, that what? You cannot trade, that's by Kodesh Kodashim. So too, by Kodashim Kalim, which is written right next to it, you're not allowed to trade. Okay, so that's good. Look at Ashi. No, we did good. Oh, now, it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ke'achiv. What does the word Ish teach me? Ish, Ish Cholek. Afilu ba'al mum, that a man is able to be cholek, Rashi says, ish ka'achiv lemeute katan, as opposed to a katan. Afilu ba'al mum, shafim ayu matli'im be'etzin u'mafshitim u'minatchim v'shuhatim. A ba'al mum is not allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash, obviously. But ba'al mum is somebody who has a blemish. But they used to have some services. They used to check the wood of the Beit HaMikdash to make sure there's no worms in the wood. And they used to be kosher to skin the animals, and they also used to be kosher to slaughter. So therefore they had a certain services in the Beit HaMikdash itself. So the fact that it says Ish Ke'achiv, so we learn, Davka Ish Cholek, which means an Ish gets a chelek of the Korban. Which when they slaughter the Korban, Kohanim valid to get. Katan does not get part of the division. Of the Mincha, or of the Korbanot, he's got to be an Ish, he's got to be an adult. However, Afilu Ba'al Mum, even if he's a Ba'al Mum, he could still get Chelek of the Korbanot. Ve'en a Katan Cholek, ve'afilu Tam. Right, but a Katan, even if he's perfect, he has no blemishes, he does not split up with the Korbanot. Okay, that's halakha. Now, let's get to the proof now. So the Gemara finishes his proof and says, Stam Safra, this whole braita that we just read is called a Safra. Safra is the midrash that we have on the book of Vayikra. We call it the Torat Kohanim. Okay, or it's called the Safra. Look at Rashi. Safra. Torat Kohanim. Vehabit Torat Kohanim ita. This is written in Torat Kohanim. Alma let ba din shar halukot be'ilui damim. Veshamainan mina delav mamonohu. When it came to korbanot, what did we say? There's no trading. They don't have a monetary value that you can trade one korban for another korban. Now, if they had, if it was considered your property, why not? I could sort of, I want to have fair value. I want to take my korban shilamim and I want to switch it, trade it to somebody else to get his korban shilamim. The only reason why you can't trade it must be because it's considered shulchan. Gavawaz, God's goods. And therefore, you cannot trade it. You right to eat it. You cannot trade it now for monetary value. Oh, now, do you know who the author of Torat Kohanim is? Whenever you have a statement from Torat Kohanim, the Gemara says, Stam Safra Mani Rabbi Yehudahu. Oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Vehu Ka'amar Telet Badin Haluka Klal Shma Mina. And what is Rabbi Yehuda saying in his Braita? There's no trading. What does no trading tell you? That it's really Shulchan Gavoa. Therefore, must be the Biyuda holds that you cannot use a Korban to make a Kiddushin because it's not considered yours. Must be that Yohanan was right that the Biyuda retracted. Yesterday we learned that the Biyuda held you can use Korbanot to make a Kiddushin because it's considered the person's. Rabbi Yohanan told us today that they made a vote in the yeshiva and everybody agreed, including Rabbi Yehuda, we retracted. You can't. So the Gemara says it makes sense that Rabbi Yohanan's right. Because we have a Stam Safra in Torat Kohanim. And we know Stam Safra is Rabbi Yehuda. And in that statement it's mashma that it's not yours to trade. That's mashma, it's not considered your money. And therefore, just like it's not yours to trade, it's not yours either to make a Kiddushin. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda indeed must have retracted. Comes again and continues. Amar Rabba. Uchrav milo tanya. Now, Rav was the opposite. Rav said that Rabbi Yehuda continues to argue. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Echanami you're allowed to be Mekadesh with Korban. Look at Rav and Rabbi Yohanan if Rabbi Yehuda retracted. So the Gemara says, you brought a braita to support Rabbi Yohanan. What? And according to Rav, you don't think you have a braita to support him? Ve'atanya hatsinu'in moshchim et yedehem ve'agargeranim holkim. What are we talking about over here? Let's read the first line in Nashi, first wide line. Gabel lechem panim tanya. This is the story over here. It's talking about the showbread, the lechem panim. 40 shana shishimesh Shimon HaTzadik. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, nishtalecha beracha belechem panim. There was a blessing in the lechem panim. V'chol kohen hamagiyah kezayit. They would divide the lechem panim amongst the kohanim. Any kohen that would get even a small amount, a kezayit of lechem panim, ochel v'savaya, he would be satiated. Yesh ochel umotir, and some would eat and there would be leftovers. As long as there was Shimon HaTzadik was around, there was a blessing in the lechem panim. Mikan v'ailach, but after Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalecha me'era v'lechem panim. Which means there was a curse in the lechem panim. V'chol kohen amagi'o kefun. He would get a small size, let's say, of the lechem panim. Had sinu'in moshchim yedeim emenu. The sinu'in, the modest kohanim, they wouldn't eat it. Why? De'lo ma'ani lehumidi. They would say, what are we going to eat it for? We're not going to get satiated from it. There's no beracha. And so they wouldn't eat it. However, v'agirgeranin holkin. But the gluttonous type of kohanim, what would they do? They would trade it. Meaning, kasal kadatach de'ay holkin, lav liton halkov megi'o ka'amar. They weren't taking the lechem apani. What are they doing the lechem apani for? Kevin shnishtal lechabo me'era. Kefur le'may ha'azi. What are they going to do with it? Ela holkin derech ilui. Maniyah halkov lechadero, v'notel kenegdo b'makom acher. It seems they were trading. They were going to other kohanim. Take the lechem apani. We have no use for it, and give us value in korban shilamim or something like that. So you see what you were able to trade. Alma eat biudin haluka. Val korhach har biudai. Not only shita that can be is a biudai that says that the korban is considered mamono shil adam. Damar mamono. So therefore, we have a proof the other way. That from the fact that you see the gargiranim used to be cholek on the lechem panim, so must be we consider it as mamon. Therefore, the biuda really held that you can maybe make a dish like Rav said. So the Gemara keep one finger on that. She go back to the Gemara. Gemara says no. My cholkim chotfim. You learned it wrong. You can't trade. They weren't trading. What they were doing was cholkim means they were grabbing. Once the Sinu'im weren't eating their portion, because the Sinu'im said, what are we going to benefit to eating a small amount of lechem? It's not satiating us. So what was happening? They were chotef. They were grabbing. Or they were grabbing the chelik. They were snatching the chelik that they weren't eating. So therefore, the Shizu Meshani le'olam en bodin haluka. Umay cholkin chelko amagi'a ka'amar. Amagi'o ka'amar. Ushe'elo shavelo chotef chelik havero. The ochlo, exactly, which means they were taking the chelik that belonged to others as well. Comes the Gemara and says,
lecture mode on.
Kediktani sefa, and it makes sense to say like that because it says in the sefa, maase behad shataf chelko vechelik chavero. The guy, he snatched his own chelik and he snatched the chelik of his friend. והיו קוראים אותו בן חמסן עד יום מותו. They call him the son of the חמסן. חמסן is a thief. בן חמסן. That's somebody that pressures his friend to extortion, to get it out of him. אמר הבא בר רב שילה מאקרא. How do you know the word חמסן or a חומץ is an extorter? Because it says in the פסוק, one פסוק is אלוהי. Paleteni miyad rasha. David HaMelech says, save me from the hands of the rasha. Mikaf me'avel vechometz. So what's a chometz? From the hands of a extorter. Chometz. Rava amar be'acha. Limidu, it should say. Limidu etev. Dirshu mishpat. Asheru hamotz. David HaMelech is talking to the judges. Asheru hamotz. Which means, you have to, how are we going to word Ashiru? She says, Hahaziku Yad. Give strength to the Nigzal, to the one that's Hamots, to the one that was stolen, Miyad Oshko. Ashiru Hamots, which means the one that's Hamots, the one that's Nahmatz, the one that got stolen from. Help him. Give him a strike, which is in court. Make sure you give him justice. So you see the word Hamotz is like Hamsan, which is a thief. So therefore, we have no proof that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's considered his Mamon. Adrabah, from these brayot, you see that really Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Now we continue a quote from the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah there's two items that are subject to a mahloket when it comes to Kedushin. That's Ma'asir Sheni and Hikdish. So the Mishnah read like this. Ma'asir Sheni, what's Ma'asir Sheni? Ma'asir Sheni is the tithes. The tepes that you have to bring to Yerushalayim in the first, second, fourth, and 50th year of the Shemitah. So Ma'asir Sheni, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, lo kiddish. Never read it in Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Ma'asir Sheni is considered gods. It's considered Kodesh. And therefore you cannot be Mekadesh with Ma'asir Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shogeg, lo kiddish, mezid, kiddish. Which is strange. We understand that. When he says Shogeg, no good. But mezid, it's okay. If it's considered Yom Amon, you should be able to Mekadesh with it, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. If it's not Yom Amon, so therefore it shouldn't work at all. Yeah. What is this business that Rabbi Yehuda is making over here, a hiluk of some sort? Okay? So we have to analyze this this subject over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Mina hanemile. How do we know this item? How do we know what? How do we know these laws of Ma'asir? And actually Hikdish as well. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us a deen in Hikdish. What did it say by Hikdish? Hikdish is like a consecrated item. So according to Hikdish, it said, "Bimizid kiddish, b'shogeg lo kiddish." It's Rabbi Meir. That for some reason, when it comes to Hikdish, mizid is okay. I mean, if you did it on purpose, it's okay. If you did it b'shogeg, it's not good. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite. Shogeg, it's okay. Mizid, no. We have to understand all these shitot of it. We have no understanding of why it's like that. So Gemara says, "Amar v'habere d'rava mishmei d'gemara." We have a tradition from the Gemara. It says in the pasuk. Let's get the pasuk correctly. V'chol ma'asar ha'ares mezera ha'ares mepiri ha'etz la'Hashem hu kodesh la'Hashem la'Hashem hu ve'lo lekadesh bo isha. Very good. Bimi is very good. Ma'as. Let's talk about ma'aser sheni over. Any ma'aser is considered kodesh la'Hashem. Kodesh la'Hashem is God's. Therefore, you have no right to use it for yourself. Okay? So now the Gemara says, oh yeah, Hare Terumat Ma'aser. Terumat Ma'aser is the Ma'aser that you give to the Levi. It's called Ma'aser Rishon. He takes a Ma'aser from that and gives it to the Kohen. That's either called Ma'aser Mena Ma'aser or Terumat Ma'aser. So the Gemara says, Hare Terumat Ma'aser. Tichtiv. Ken Tarimu Gam Atem. Terumat Hashem, it's called the Terumah of God. Utnan. Hamekadesh b'terumah mekudeshet. But still we know if you use Terumat Ma'aser, it is a good Kiddushin. Aye, but it says it's Hashem's. Gemara says, Telo ketiv be la Hashem. Yeah, it's a Terumat Hashem. It's a Terumah that Hashem commanded you. But it doesn't say la Hashem. Therefore, it's not God's. Terumat Ma'aser is okay. Vare hala. Oh, when it comes to hala. Dichtiv ba titenu la Hashem. No, it says la Hashem. Utnan. Hamekadesh betrumot. And one of the terumot is halah. Mekudeshet. It says delo ketiv be kodesh. Because it doesn't say kodesh. It just says la Hashem. Again, it's to God, meaning again, what God came in. But it doesn't say the words kodesh la Hashem. It's got to say both words. So it doesn't say kodesh la Hashem. Good?
Yeah.
That is Shavi'it. What is Shavi'it? Shemitah goods. Tichtiv by Yovel. Let's get the right language. Yovel. He. Kodesh tihiye lachem. Oh, so it says Kodesh by Shavi'it. Utnana magdish peperot shivid mekudeshet. And if you use the peperot of shivid, it's mekudeshet. Telo ketiv be lahashem. Okay, Kodesh Rav doesn't have Lashem, which is the bottom line, you gotta have both words to be Asur. Vare Terumah, oh, when it comes to Terumah, Dichtiv, it says in the Pasuk of Terumah, It really doesn't say by Terumah. It says like this regarding Terumah. It says, Kodesh Yisrael Lahashem. The Jewish people are holy to God. Reshit Tevuato. They are like Terumah. What is Reshit Tevuato? They're like the first Tevuah. What's the first Tevuah? Terumah. So the Jewish people are compared to Terumah, and we're calling the Jewish people Kodesh Yisrael Lahashem. Like Terumah, which is Kodesh. So the Gemara says, "Hahu be Israel ketiv." The Kodesh Lashem is going back on the Jewish people. The Gemara says, "Velav memela shmat mina." Yeah, but if you're comparing the Jewish people to Terumah, so it's saying, "Veshit tevuato." If the Jewish people are considered Kodesh Lashem, must be Terumah is also Kodesh Lashem, and still we say you could use it. תרגמה רבין סבא חמד רב אמר קרא הוא בהווייתו יהא, which means by מעשר, which מעשר שלי was saying is different. The pasuk says גבי מעשר להשם הוא, it says the word הוא, the extra word הוא teaches me בהווייתו יהא להשם, which means it remains Kodesh Takadosh Baruch Hu, which means you can have other pesukim that say Kodesh Lashem, but it doesn't mean it's God's. It's called Kodesh Lashem Hu. Hu Bhavayato Yu, which means it remains Mamon Gavah. So from the extra word Hu, that separates Maaser Sheni to all the other items, even to Ruma that says Kodesh Lashem, but doesn't say the word Hu. Hu Bhavayato Yu. Okay. It is. Who is intrinsically? It is Kodesh Lashem. Okay, so that's the way they're learning. Very good. So comes out. Terumah mutar lekadesh bo. Hala mutar lekadesh bo. Shvi'it mutar lekadesh bo. All these are mutar. The only item we're saying is asur. Maaseh sheni Kodesh Lashem hu. Okay, now we got to analyze. Let's discuss. Read the Gemara. So again, when it comes to maaseh sheni. Let's analyze. Maaseh Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, ben b'mezid, ben b'shogeg, no good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mezid is okay, shogeg is no good. Now that we have to understand. We have to understand shogeg alibad Rabbi Yehuda by Maaseh Sheni. Right? Now, when it comes to Hekdesh, it's the opposite. Rabbi Meir holds b'mezid kiddush, b'hekdesh. Mezid, it's okay. B'shogeg lo kiddush. We have to understand Rabbi Meir. Why b'shogeg you're telling me lo kiddush by hekdesh? And why does Rabbi Yehuda tell me by ma'asir sheni b'shogeg lo kiddush? Which means we have to figure out the logics over here between the two shitot. Again, let's review. By Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Meir is understandable. Lo kiddush. Finish. It's not your mamon. I'm giving you it on purpose. You made a mistake. It's not your mamon to make a kiddushin. Very good. Came to Rabbi Yehuda and said, "Bemezid kiddush. Beshogeg lo kiddush. What's the haluke? Why beshogeg lo kiddush? What's the logic? If you tell me it's your mamon, obviously you hold it's your mamon. If you did it bemezid, it's kiddushin." So if it's your mamon, so therefore the shogeg also should be kodeshed. What's the Rabbi Yehuda's logic that he says the maaser sheni b'shogeg lo kiddush? Understand that part of the question? The other question is by hekdesh. By hekdesh, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says b'mezid lo kiddush, which is mashma what hekdesh. It's not you have to make kodesh, but b'shogeg kiddush. What's the logic? Why was shogeg kiddush? Or Rabbi Meir. Go to Rabbi Meir's side. Rabbi Meir is also difficult to understand. He says, b'mezid kiddush. Right? B'mezid kiddush, that means what? It's yours. But b'shogeg lo kiddush. If it's yours, so there shouldn't be a haluk between mezid and shogeg. So the Gemara is going to start analyzing these shitot. What's the haluk between shogeg, mezid, and we start. Comes the Gemara and says, u'bekdesh. Right? B'mezid kiddush, b'shogeg lo kiddush, tevrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'shogeg kiddush, b'mezid
Look at this. Amar Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov's going to give us the logic now. Shmat mined Rabbi Yohanan Tartis. I heard from Rabbi Yohanan two statements. And the first, to explain our Mishnah. The statement was like this. Shigegat ma'aser Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Shogeg by ma'aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says it's no good. And shigegat hekdesh Rabbi Meir, which is also no good. That Rabbi Yohanan expounded on the shogeg cases. The shogeg of ma'aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says lo kiddush, and the shogeg of hekdesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it said also no good. What's the logic? So he said shenehem en isha mitkadeshet bahem, both no good. Why? Hada lefi she'en isha rotza. One reason is because the lady doesn't want, and one is they both don't want, the lady and the man. But I don't know which case he was talking. I know he was talking about two cases, Hekdesh and Ma'asid. And he was talking about both Shogeg cases that said, and he explained the logic. One case is because she don't want, and one case is because they both don't want. I don't know how to square it, which is what. Let's analyze it ourselves. When it comes to ma'aseh sheni, you know what b'shogeg? What's b'shogeg mean? He doesn't know what's ma'aseh sheni. He went there and mekudeshet. He thought he's giving regular goods, and then he realizes what? Oh, I made a mistake. I gave him ma'aseh sheni. So what are we going to say in that case over there? According to Meir, ena mekudeshet. Why? So he says like this. Ma'aser ihi lo niha. She's not happy with you. When she finds out that it's ma'aser sheni, she don't want it. You know why she doesn't want it? Mishum terha de'orha. Now she got to go to Jerusalem. She don't want to go to Jerusalem. Thank you very much. I got to go take this item to Jerusalem to eat it. So therefore when she finds out that it was ma'aser, she's not interested. However, Ihu nihale, he's happy. Why? The nikne iteta memela, which means he's, listen, he can't do anything with his ma'aseh sheni anyway, right? So, hey, give it to the lady. I'll get a free kiddushin out of it, and let her go bother herself. So, in the case of ma'aseh sheni, the reason why it's no good because she's not happy with it. However, ela behekdesh tarvayu lo nihale, both are unhappy when they find out that it was hekdesh. Why? Because they don't want a mehalel hekdesh. Because by transferring the hekdesh to the lady and the lady taking it, this is considered me'ila. Both of them, they're using hekdesh for personal use. Both of them don't want to be involved in something that the Torah says is considered mu'ale ma'al. They don't want to be considered, you know, making me'ila. Good. So therefore, that's the logic that he understood. And let's read the Rashi's over here. Okay. Right, that's the Shogeg case, is the logic. So let's read the Rashi now. Vishnehem en isha metkadeshet. You see the Rashi, Vishnehem? Vishnehem en isha metkadeshet. Kelomar, Shema'it me Rabbi Yohanan ta'amadetarti ba'bed matnitin. Da'ayri b'shkagot. I heard the two logics of the Shkagot. V'tani tanadidam betarvayu en isha metkadeshet ba'em. Hada lefi she'en isha rotza. Hada menayu pirish lefi she'en isha rotza. If I tell you da'at she'en, if she would know that it's really Hekdesh or Ma'aser, lo kebalto, she wouldn't accept it as Hashem Kedushin. And it's considered Kedushet Ta'ut. That's the rationale. Once she said, oh, I didn't know it was Ma'aser she'ni. So that was considered a kedushet taut. The had lefish en shnehem rotsim. The nafkamina David perish bar Rabbi Yochanan lefish en isha rotsaim. Which means, what's a nafkamina, by the way? Whether she doesn't want or both of them don't want. Nafkamina, if let's say she comes along and says in one of the cases, no, I was okay with it. I don't mind. So therefore, she's not makpid. But if it's both of them that are not makpid, it's not both of them that are makpid. It's not enough to get her to say, "I'm okay with it." If you tell me the problem is on both sides, you have to know this. Now she's telling me, "What's enough kamina? Whose problem it is? So it's her problem or both their problems?" No, it'll be enough kamina. If let's say afterwards, after you gave her the ma'aseh sheni, she says, "Oh no problem, I'm happy with it." Okay, good. Since by ma'aseh sheni, the problem is only on her side, if she said that I was okay with it, it'll be okay. But by this, since the problem is both, even if she says I'm okay with it, since he's not okay with it, it's going to be a problem as well. So you have to know this fact. Okay? Mm-hmm. Next, Rashi. Ve'lo yadana heminayu. באיזה מן תלה באישה ואיזה מן תלה בשניהם? Right, which one was her problem, which one was both their problems? משום תרחה דאורחה, להצריכה לעלות לירושלים, that's her problem, המעשה שני, ממילא בחינם בלא תורח. Right, but by the guy, he don't care, beautiful, I took my מעשה שני, got rid of it. Next, that she didn't have הקדש על ידיו. But both of them are makpid by Hekdesh. No, yeah. He didn't know it was Hekdesh, she didn't know it was Hekdesh. All of a sudden, Arab Kodesh Shili. All of a sudden she finds out, oh, this was Hekdesh. She says, oh my God, this was Hekdesh. Why are they both upset? Nashi. Shu davar isur. You cannot use Hekdesh. Vikarana katub mu'ale ma'al. The Torah calls them ones that are violating Hekdesh. Im kedushin en adin et halel. If you're going to say it's kedushin, then it's considered already a halul. Shizui hotza'ato, using it for personal usage. Good. Let's just go one more line. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ipka Mistabra. Rabbi Yaakov says the exact opposite. Opposite logic. What? Milo Ika Le Memar. Can't you say the opposite way? What's the opposite way? Maaser Ihi Lo Nihala Mishum Tirha Deorha. Yeah. Like we said, Maaser, she's not happy when she finds out because she's got to go to Jerusalem. Tirha. He's not happy also because he's responsible for it now. Meaning, this Ma'asir Shini, he gave it to her in Tel Aviv, outside Yerushalayim. Does it have value of a Shaveh Peruta outside of Yerushalayim? Nothing. Okay? So when does the Kiddushin Hal? The second she enters Jerusalem, now already it has a value. Right? She can eat it, whatever it is, right? That means, when she's taking it to Jerusalem, he's on the hook if anything happens. If anything happens on the way, he's going to have to give her now another item, another kiddushin. He don't want to give her, he don't want to make kaddisha with an item that he's going to be responsible for. But if it's kiddushin right away, it's hers. It's hers, so therefore when she goes to Jerusalem, it's her problem whatever happens on the way. But if you're going to say that it's considered not mikudesh until they get to Jerusalem because it has no value until that point. He don't want a pending situation. Now the lady's going to tell, by the way, I got robbed. Now he's got to pay another, but he don't like that. Look at that she. That she says, Mishum unsad de orha. The al korhach unsad de orha ale ramya. It's on him. Why? Shama'asir embo kan shaveh peruta. Outside in Tel Aviv, it doesn't have a value. Shelo nitan notzio ela birushalayim. She'afilu timkerenu, even if she sells it in Tel Aviv, the money has kedusha as well. Damam nitfasim bekedushato. Ve'kedusha tzirichin shiyu shaveh peruta. Hilkach, i'ava yada bi'ikara. The ma'asir, if he would have known this was ma'asir, he wouldn't have given it to her. Why? Kevan de ba'el kabole ala unsa de orha. Just has to accept upon itself the responsibility of the road. Lo ava mekadesh ala be tishkiach le tnuse tfe kabe teta megabra. Because ladies,
it's more likely
there's going to be an onus on the road. She can protect it, she can watch it, she's vulnerable. Ina me lo ra me achrayut ale lo niha le delitnis mina. Pen te'atzev etomadi kiddashter b'dva shelo nenit bo. Or different.
Change your mind.
Right. He doesn't want to make kaddish with an item that she's going to say, you want to make kaddish with an item that I can have an af from. It's a different logic over here. Which means, he's upset of what her reaction is going to be. I mean, she's going to come along and say like,
once
no,
he has it.
Right, he doesn't want it to be upset at him.
Why did you give me this item?
Why did you give me this item over the Kerenav from? No, which we know, you gave me an item that Kerenav Hana'af from.
Right.
In Tel Aviv, because she can't use this item.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's the two sides why he's upset.
Okay,
now let's get just finish the point. In a Behekdesh, Bishlaba Ihi Deloni Hala Dinat Khalikdesh Al Yada. She doesn't want the Hekdesh if it's Bishogeg. Why? Because by her accepting it, she's now making me ida. She's accepting as a kiddushin now, and therefore it's going from kiddushat to cholin. That's no good. Ela iu miloni halad nekdeit etam emeda. He don't care. Which means he'd rather give her an item in mekdeit. She doesn't lose anything out over there, and therefore it's only by her acceptance that it goes to cholin. And therefore by kiddush by ekdeish, it's her problem. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bishlama ihu lo nihal ednat ihi to lo nihal ednat hil hakdesh al yada temana ayeshla bechadulo, which means She has no hana'ah by this hidud. Listen to what she says. She accepts it. She said, what am I getting for? If I wouldn't accept this, he would have given me a different item. So what do I need to take this item for? So I should get a avon to get the kiddushin. I'm not interested. Give me a different shabbat. But he benefits. He says, I'll give you this item so I don't have to give you something else. So therefore, by Hekdesh, she's the one that when she finds out that this was Hekdesh, she's upset. What do I want this for? I wouldn't have taken it. If it's kiddushin ta'ut. He's thrilled. He says, good, take it. Okay, I got rid of the item. This is Hekdesh anyway. So therefore, I can't do anything anyway. I got a lady. So therefore, it's two different ways of looking. Rabbi Yonah made one statement. This is two ways of looking at, in the Shogeg case, is it heart problem or is it both of their problems? Baruch Amen.